and Roller. Well, coming up tonight, we've got Saxon, UFO, Robert Plant and Jez of Hendon's Top 10 Rock Tracks, which I'll be starting off at about 10:30 or thereabouts. Also tonight, my featured artist is, wait for it, it's Bruce Springsteen. Yes, don't gasp. No free bird competition, simply because you don't deserve it.
For your clothes, go to Jeans and Things, 32 London Road, West Croydon. Jeans and Things stock Lice jeans and cords, trousers, Italian knitwear, sweatshirts and t-shirts, all at really great discount prices while stocks last. Everything at Jeans and Things is fully guaranteed, and all the clothes we sell are well-branded names. Call in and pick up a bargain. Jeans and Things, 32 London Road, West Croydon, or telephone 681 1626.
Thank you so much. Well, here's Bruce for people with MSAs everywhere, and this is Hungry Heart.
I took her on a journey and I feel alright. So Rosie, come out tonight. Oh, baby, come out tonight. Windows are for cheaters, chimneys for the poor. Oh, closets are for hangers, women use the door. So use the Rosie, that's what it's there for. And Rosie, dump a little lighter. Say Rita, come sit by my fire. I just wanna be your loving nobody. Rosie, your voice calls me like, alright.
A couple of tracks from the multi-talented Bruce Springsteen there. Rosalita, of course, from one of his early albums, The World, The Innocent and The E Street Shuffle, preceded by what I suppose you could call his most recent single release, Hungry Heart. Well, we'll be hearing a little more of him later on. Meanwhile, back to music. This is Gary Moore and Teenage Idol.
Kid, he was never around.
Saxon and Dallas 1pm. Well, you're tuned to Skull On Radio, local community radio for the southeast of London, and it's 10:32.
Freeze, are you missing out on the best of electro, jazz, funk and soul? Then boogie down to London's number one discotheque. Kisses are open every Friday and Saturday from 9 until 3 and Sundays from 7 till midnight. Dance the night away in a friendly atmosphere with the best in music from our resident DJ, guest DJs and guest PAs from our top soul artists. And if you're into boogie electro, join in our disco dancing competition every Friday and win cash prizes. Entry forms are available before 11pm the same evening. Kisses Discotheque, 43 Peckham High Street in Peckham. We lead, others follow.
Thank you. Well, it's time we started off doing Joseph Hendon's Top 10. And at number 10, here's a favourite of mine as well. This is Rush and the Spirit of Radio. Jazz's top 10 tracks. That's Jean-Michel Jarre, My Little Petit Forest.
This is Skyline Radio.
Gigs coming up in the Skyline area. Heavy Petting, who recently supported Ozzy Osbourne on his last British tour, they're playing the Marquee in Wardour Street, Soho, on the 28th of March, and they've also just released a new single called Love Times Love, which hasn't yet made an appearance on the Skyline new release shelf, but we live in hope. Sanctus play the Fulham Greyhound on the 16th of March, and Dumpy's Rusty Nuts, they're at the Marquee, where else, on the 27th of March. Mutant, the London hard rock band, they're playing the White Swan in Greenwich on the 18th of March, and the New Merlin's Cave in King's Cross on the 20th. Well, it's about 17 minutes away from 11 o'clock, and of course don't forget we've got the news from RN at 11. You tune to Skyline, and I thought we'd press on with Jazzy's top 10. This is number 8, good old UFO, and this is Lights Out from their live album called Strangers in the Night.
Thank you.
That's Y&T and Rescue Me, and that doesn't really sound very much like music by John Miles, does it? But that was your alternative, Jez. I'm sorry about that. In fact, I had Mark Ellis searching around all over the place for a copy of music by John Miles, but he couldn't come up with the goods, you know.
For your clothes, go to Jeans and Things, 32 London Road, West Croydon. Jeans and Things stock Lois jeans and cords, trousers, Italian knitwear, sweatshirts and t-shirts, all at really great discount prices while stocks last. Everything at Jeans and Things is fully guaranteed, and all the clothes we sell are well-branded names. Call in and pick up a bargain. Jeans and Things, 32 London Road, West Croydon. Or telephone 681 1626.
Anyway, Jez, I do apologise about not having music by John Miles, but I'm sure if I can find it by next week, then I will play it for you then. Well, if you'd like a Skyline Radio car sticker or a request or to send in your top 10 rock tracks, then our mailing address is 62 Westgate Road, London, South East 25. And actually, keep that address in mind because I've decided to be quite generous and let you have a go at the Freebird competition again. But remember, you must behave. Right. On with Jez's top 10. This is number 6. It's Rainbow and Eyes of the World.
Thank you.
and Eyes of the World, which is number 6 in Jez's tracks. And before the news, a little look at the Skyline area weather for tonight. Tonight mainly dry with a little mist, and tomorrow bright intervals but mainly dry again. And slightly warmer than today, a minimum temperature overnight, 7 degrees centigrade. Broadcasting on 212 metres, 1413 kilohertz on medium wave, and on 103.6 megahertz VHF, this is Skyline Radio.
The 11 o'clock news, this is Bruce Pavey. The coal board has gone back on its decision to close the Yorkshire Main Colliery. The board has said that because miners' pickets had stopped engineers from carrying out vital maintenance work at the colliery, the mine shafts had filled with gas and the pit had therefore to be closed down. The turnaround comes as miners' leaders call on Yorkshire's 58,000 pitmen to strike from next weekend over pit closures. The five-month overtime ban has led to 36 pits being made idle today because of important maintenance not being carried out. Miners' leader Arthur Scargill has accused coal board boss Ian McGregor of trying to provoke pitmen by sending them home at the slightest pretext. He says if the Yorkshire miners do come out on strike, Mr. McGregor will only have himself to blame. A coroner's warning against buying alcohol on the cheap after a couple were blinded and died writhing in agony after drinking what they thought was vodka. But Merseysiders James and Eileen Hawkins had been sold stolen methyl alcohol from the father of the thief. As Deborah Levy reports, the coroner at the Liverpool inquest recorded verdicts of accidental death.
The hearing was told how they were given a litre of the fluid, which they watered down into five parts, but the odourless mixture still proved a lethal concoction. The couple, who had four children, drank the solution last December, but died blind the following day. The inquest heard that the methyl alcohol had been stolen from a bus depot, where it was used to prevent the braking systems on buses from freezing up. The coroner, Roy Balter, said people should avoid buying cheap alcohol substitutes at all costs. He said the liquid is deadly and warned that it shouldn't be bought, however tempting it may appear. Deborah Levy, IRN, Liverpool.
The vice president of the St. Helens Labour Party, Trevor Ennis, and his wife Barbara have been charged with criminal libel against their local MP, Jerry Birmingham. The two are to appear in court tomorrow in connection with newsletters being circulated in the Merseyside town. Jobless adults are to be helped by a new £2.5 million government programme. The money is to be spent on improving education opportunities, as John Fraser reports.
The three-year programme was announced by Junior Education Minister Peter Brook. The money will be used to set up a task force of about 9 regional experts. They will travel the country, taking ideas from local authorities who are efficiently tackling the problem of adult unemployment and passing these on to the less effective authorities. The aim will be to provide better retraining for the adult unemployed and also to help people faced with the prospect of a future on the dole.
The husband of the lady in the lake has been charged with her murder. Pilot Peter Hogg will appear before Guildford magistrates tomorrow. The body of his wife Margaret was found trussed in carpet wrapping and weighed down with a curbstone at the bottom of Wastwater in the Lake District. It was found by police looking for another missing woman. Mrs. Hogg hadn't been seen for 8 years. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 11.
212 Skyline Radio.
Well, thank you very much. This is Tune to Skyline and I'm Debbie Smith. I'm with you on the Monday Night Rock Show until midnight tonight, and then of course Invicta come on. Well, this is number 5 in Jez's top 10 tracks. It's his alternative choice actually, because I haven't got every record in the world. And this is Deep Purple and Child in Time.
Taking toll. If you feel bad. Oh Lord, I bet you have.